it a mocker question?
Absolutely not.
That's all we've been having today. Other than a group of young people, we're pretty nice.
Okay.
How can I help you? And I'm going to keep my mic on because in case people walk by, I'd like to let them listen.
So, what would you say that the gospel of Jesus Christ is?
Well, here, let me give you a gospel card.
Well, before that, you just tell me. I want to know from your...
Are you interested in the gospel? If you are, here's a gospel card. Okay. The gospel is Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood. Perfect man, fully God, fully man, makes a way for us, sheds his blood, rises again, and defeats death. That's the beginning of the gospel. That is not the full gospel. Gospel means good news. That is the path to eternal life, based and rooted on Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Then Jesus Christ and John and Paul and Peter and John the Baptist said, repent! Seek the kingdom of God, repent, and come out of your sin. By faith, we place our faith in Christ, his perfect work, and then we repent. Repentance is a changing of your mind and a changing of your ways. And in this world, this culture in America, we have three main things you got to repent on. Big categories. One is the culture, politics, sports, entertainment, the churchianity system. Satan's designed all of this. You also must repent of your flesh. And you also must repent of, I think I threw churchianity in with the culture. Your flesh, the culture, and churchianity are the main things that in America, as I travel and see, that are damning the souls of people in worldliness. So by faith, you must repent. Repent means change your mind, change your ways. When you change your mind, change your ways, you test things to God's word. You're willing to lose your life to find it. Not just church attendance, not just water baptism, but I teach water baptism. But it's not just that. That's a symbol. God will give you a new heart and a new mind. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born again, Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. I can't judge your heart, but I know your fruit. How you talk, how you act, how you dress, how you spend your money, who you associate with, where you go to church, that's your fruit. Jesus said to test your fruit. So if you're born again of God, your fruit's going to be holiness and obedience to Scripture. This is not biblical Christianity. Evangelicalism, a broad base, is paganized with Christmas and Easter. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus says, I'll be in the grave 3 days, three nights. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. It's a Roman Catholic lie. It's feminized. They don't teach women how to act, how to dress, how to cover their heads. All the founding fathers of the evangelical faith, Luther, Calvin, Spurgeon, Edwards, taught women to cover their heads. Today it's all been thrown away for feminization. Worldliness, carnality, mingling with politics. Chris Tomlin selling the things of God and becomes a multimillionaire, promotes Roman Catholicism theology, promotes Hillsong, he's touring with them right now, charismatic theology. So holiness and obedience, you come out of the world, come out of the church, and then you must endure in that saving faith. So that's all in that gospel card. By faith, in Christ's finished work, through faith, but it's not grace alone, faith alone. Now one verse says, grace alone, faith alone. It says, by grace we are saved through faith. But read the rest of the Bible. It never is alone. A saving faith always leads to holiness, obedience, and works. In fact, James 2, who Martin Luther wanted to rip out of the Bible. Did you know that? Martin Luther, the father of the evangelical faith, wanted to rip out James, Hebrews, and Revelation. Do you know why?
Well, he thought that... He wanted to completely separate.
Well, he wanted to teach easy believism, and the Bible doesn't teach that. James 2 says, you're not justified by faith only. You know what it says you're justified by?
Well, James said, I will show you my faith by what I do.
He said, you're justified by works. Says it right, James 2, 24. Would you like me to read it?
He says, I will show you my faith by
James 2, 24. I will read it to you.
So are you against Chris Tomlin?
James 2:24. Let me get there. I'm going to read it to you.
Don't worry.
Are you with him?
No.
No, she's with him. You're against Chris Tomlin?
Would you like a gospel card? If you go look up on our website, you can see all the reasons why.
Chris Tomlin unites with Roman Catholicism. Chris Tomlin has a false gospel. Chris Tomlin doesn't call people to repentance. Chris Tomlin doesn't warn about hell. Chris Tomlin sells the things of God and becomes a multimillionaire. Chris Tomlin unites with Hillsong, charismatic ways. Yes, we stand against Chris Tomlin and our testing shows why. James 2, 24.
I'll be back.
See then how by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Go read it, sir. So that's the biblical gospel. faith is what saves us through grace. But here's an important part that the evangelicals, which you probably are. You evangelical?
I consider myself a follower of Jesus.
What church do you go to?
I go to a Baptist church.
There you go. So you're evangelical, Baptist, evangelical, same flavor. They don't teach...
What church do you go to?
Well, how many bodies of Christ are there biblically?
Church just means an assembly of God.
There's one. And then there could be local bodies. We're home fellowship believers. We're home fellowship believers. We don't unite to any man-made organization. The Baptist faith came along in the 1600s, was developed out of evangelicalism. It's filled with pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter. It's compromised.
Evangelicalism wasn't even around back then.
Excuse me?
Evangelicalism wasn't even around back then.
Are you kidding me? Martin Luther broke in the early 1500s. The Baptist came out in 1620. It's the same thing. They brought the same things with them. Evangelicalism is the same thing as Martin Luther. Other different degrees of Calvinism. They have the same doctrines. Christmas, Easter, easy believism. Most of them don't. Some of the Baptists teach endurance, but not all of them. It is a false, corrupt way of man. If you want to worship Jesus, or I should say follow Jesus, and that's how you worship him. You don't worship Jesus going to a music rock show with corrupt men. You worship Jesus by living your everyday life lived according to his word, his ways, his truth. Spirit and truth worship. And Jesus said you must repent. You must come out of the world and come out of false religion. In John 4:24, he said you must worship in spirit and truth. And in Mark 7, he told the Pharisees that they were worshiping God in vain. Do you know what he called the Pharisees out for in Mark 7?
Religiosity.
But in detail, do you know what he called them out for? He said, you worship God in vain. The washing of pots and cups. Can you imagine if he showed up at this, an evangelicalism or a Baptist today? Feminization, paganism with their pagan holidays, false gospels, building-centered faith where 70% of the money goes into salaries and buildings. Jesus would eviscerate this place and city on the hill as a bunch of corrupt heretics like Chris Tomlin. He would totally, and so would Paul, and so would John the Baptist. So all of these things, that's all sprung off the gospel. You cannot worship God in spirit and truth and be part of this. This is not worship, this is entertainment. The Bible says you can't worship God in the flesh. And I see the fruit of these people. They go in there, the music's all emotional. When they come out, do they want to open their Bibles and test themselves to the Word of God? They want to go to Sunday church that scratches their itchy ears, and then the Packers or the Vikings are coming on, or I'm going fishing, or new movies coming on Netflix. They're not holy enough God. They're of the world. And Jesus is coming in 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10, in flaming fire, sir, to destroy all those that do not know God and do not obey the gospel. Do you see faith and works there? Oh, yeah. You must obey the gospel. Otherwise, you're going to be turned out. The American church system from Baptist on down does not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well,
that's why we're here.
So here's that. That is one huge, broad stereotype.
Name one Baptist or evangelical church that's biblical. Name yours. We'll test it.
Chisholm Baptist Church.
It's what?
Chisholm Baptist Church.
Chisholm Baptist Church? Where is it, sir?
Up in Chisholm, Minnesota.
I'm not from Minnesota, so why would you laugh? I have no idea where that's from. Okay. Do they keep Christmas and Easter? Good Friday? They teach women to cover their heads?
What do you mean by keep?
Practice it. If we look on their website, we're going to see Christmas and Easter. Yeah, we are.
They're
paganized. They're feminized. They're worldly. People have TVs, sports, politics. They're worldly. They're feminized. They're paganized. They're worldly. We didn't get to their gospel yet.
Let me ask you this. So, how do you make a disciple? How do you make a disciple?
What does God's word say? Don't forget about me. What does God's word say? Jesus said in
my... Go and make disciples.
Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, go, go preach the gospel.
You're not listening to me.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I don't have to listen to you. You know why? Because you've been in man-made religion your whole life, and you're worldly and unbiblical, so why would I listen? You just told me you're a Baptist. They have you, and you're worldly, and you're sinful. Why would I listen to your swill? I'm here to preach the truth. I don't listen to false teachers. So you're here to defend sin.
Just because I go to Baptist church.
Because they're sinful. You're united to sin. If you went to the Mormon church, I'd say you're united to sinful Mormon church. If you went to the Roman Catholics, I'd say you're united to Roman Catholic sin. If you went to the Satanist church, I'd say you're united to Satanist sin. You're united to Baptist sin. And why would I listen to false teachers? Jesus never did. Paul never did. John the Baptist didn't. You know what false teachers get? A rebuke. They get a rebuke. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul.
You need to repent.
No.
This is why.
No, you need to repent. You haven't shown me in Scripture any of my sin.
I will show you by Scripture.
Really?
Seriously, Scripture.
Really? You got one chance.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations.
I just preached it. Matthew 28:20. Go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Your Baptist faith doesn't do that. If only it would do that, it wouldn't be a sinful, corrupt, man-made mess. So we're just here to lift up Jesus. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Don't address my wife, sir. She's not interested in talking to you. Don't address my wife. We're here to lift up Jesus Christ today, not false man-made religion. We don't listen to false teachers, people that defend sin and worldliness, and the false Baptist way. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are, lest you turn from your sin. You have no hope of eternal life to come. Repent. Seek the kingdom of God. Jesus did not die. Jesus did not die so that you could go touch my sign. Do not touch my sign. You're on video. Back down, false teacher. Go away. Jesus did not shed his blood so you could live a worldly life. Jesus shed his blood to call people out to holiness and obedience. That is not this corrupt place. That is not this corrupt place. That is not the Baptist faith. That is not evangelicalism, Roman Catholic, Lutheranism. What that is the false ways of man that have led the world in America to the place it is today. Paganized, feminized, sodomized, worldly, carnal, and wicked. This is the fruit of American denominationalism. And so we go into the world to lift up the love, the grace, the mercy, the hope, the truth of Jesus Christ. But here's the truth. You can't get that hope, that love, that mercy, that grace, that truth, unless you're willing to turn and repent of your sin. Are you willing to turn and repent of your sin? To lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ? Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he said, if you will humble yourself, and if you will repent, and if you'll leave your false Baptist faith, if you'll leave your corrupt evangelicalism, you can find new life and holiness. Turn today. Don't be caught up in the wrath of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are.